Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org. And in this video, what I want to talk about is how you create every single one of your emotions. There is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Have you heard that quote before? That's a quote from William Shakespeare, his play Hamlet. Hamlet says this famous line. Now, what does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with creating your own emotions? There's a very fundamental idea in personal development that I want you to start to buy into. And this is the point of this video, is to help you buy into it. This is a very powerful paradigm to live from. And it's the opposite paradigm of the way that most people live. Because most people think that the emotions that they experience, the way that they feel, their mood, their feelings, that this is dictated by external circumstances. So somebody says something to you, something bad happens to you, something good happens to you, you get a promotion, you get fired, you earn some money, you lose some money, you create a successful business, or your business goes bankrupt, or you have a good relationship, or you have a bad relationship, that all of this stuff is creating the emotions that you feel, right? Somebody pays you a compliment, you're feeling good, feeling very positive. Something good's happening in your life, you're feeling excited, right? Something exciting is happening, you got a trip coming up, now all of a sudden you're excited. And the flip side of that is that if negative stuff is happening to you, then you feel down, you feel sad, you feel angry, you feel frustrated, you feel stressed. Well, the secret really to life, and this is a secret that the ancient sages and wise men for thousands of years have understood, is that actually what's creating your emotions is not the environment, it's you. It's how you think about the environment that creates the emotions. And that this is something that's within your control. This is something that can be changed. Even when the external environment is against you, you can change how you're reacting to it, how you're perceiving it, how you're interpreting it, and therefore you can gain emotional mastery. And this is a very beautiful and very powerful thing, because I can guarantee you that if you're having a struggle in your life, if you're having the kind of life where you're not getting the results that you want, the only reason that's the case is because of the emotional difficulties that you're having. It's because of emotions. It's because of the feelings. Because these feelings, they block you up and they keep you from creating success in your life. It's not the circumstances. See, right now you think it's the circumstances that are keeping you stuck in life, but actually it's mostly the emotions. It's how you feel about stuff. It's how you're interpreting stuff. And in this video, I really want to take you through a model of how this works. I want to give you a totally radically different paradigm from which to work and view emotions and view thoughts. We're going to talk about how they all interact together, how you can use this to actually develop emotional mastery. And at the very end, I'm going to give you a very powerful exercise to help you to buy into this. Because that is the problem. This thing is hard to believe. I remember, in fact, it was about 5 years ago when I started my first business, and I was just young. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any money. I was just starting my business. And I was starting to see a little bit of success there. And what happened is that I started getting into self-help. So one of the first books or material that I bought from self-help was a Tony Robbins CD product. And so I remember I was listening to this in the car, and I love everything he was saying. You know, I love his energy. I love all the ideas he's throwing at me. But then there was this one idea that I heard him talking about it in his CD, and he was talking about how emotions and those emotions that we experience, those are all generated by us. You know, by me. I was listening to this, and you know, I understood what he was saying logically, but then I also said to myself, but Tony, I mean, like, what are you talking about here? Like, for example, I have this problem with money. Like, I've got this problem with my business. I have this problem where I don't know if my business is going to take off. I don't know how to build it. How is that being created by me? That's like a really frustrating problem for me. So I'm very stressed about starting my business here. It's my first time starting a business. So this stress and anxiety that I'm feeling about starting this business, you're telling me that I'm creating this? I'm like, no. This is happening because I'm pursuing something ambitious. And this is happening because it really is a challenging business problem. I've got some real business problems. I've got some money problems. So, you know, these are real. That's what I was telling to myself. And I told them, and I told kind of in my own mind to Tony, I'm like, yeah, these are nice ideas, but they're not very practical. What's practical is that my business and money problems are causing me frustration. That's what's real. If I could get rid of those, then my frustrations would be gone. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? But as I've been studying more and more personal development, as I've really been working to expand my consciousness and understanding my own emotions, building my emotional intelligence, what I've started to discover is more and more how true it is what Tony was saying. And it really is the fact that the emotions are not generated by things out there. They're generated in here. And most people don't see this. Most people have a hard time believing it, even if I tell them. You right now might understand this on a logical level, but you won't believe it on a practical and emotional level. Because what's going to happen is you're going to watch this video, and then you're going to go off, and you're going to feel angry at somebody, or you're going to feel stressed or anxious, or you're going to feel excited or happy. And what's going to happen is that you're going to attribute that to external environment. You're going to say, that person makes me feel happy. That person makes me feel loved. This person right here makes me feel angry. This situation right here makes me feel frustrated. This situation here makes me feel depressed. Or whatever other kind of emotion you want to talk about. But that's not really what's going on. Let me show you what's really going on. All right. To really see this, let's highlight a model here. I want to demonstrate this model. So here's the model. Right now, the model that you're operating under works like this. You have right here some sort of circumstance out in the external world that happens to you. Then that generates the emotion that you feel, right? So let's say you get a raise at your job. That makes you feel then happy. The raise was an external circumstance which made you feel happy. That's the emotion. Now when you have that happiness from the emotion, then you start taking some sort of action. Emotion leads to action. So maybe you're going to go and you're going to work a little bit harder now that you have a better pay. Okay, so you take some better actions, and then those actions, of course, lead to results in your life. So if you work harder after getting your promotion and getting your raise, then maybe that puts you in line for an even higher raise next year. Or maybe that puts you in line for some sort of new career track, or it puts you in line for some sort of extra compensation. And that, of course, those results are then the external environment that then feed back in and create even more positive emotions. So that's how you live your life right now. 99% of people do it this way. But actually, that's not how it really works. Here's what's really going on if you're conscious. It works like this. What you've got is you've got an external circumstance, the same one, let's say you get a raise. Then what you've got is you don't have an emotion, you have thought. See, this is what most people miss, is that you have thoughts which create an interpretation filter. So the raise, the raw facts that you got a raise, that comes in and it hits your ear or hits your eye. You see it or you hear it. Then it goes into your brain. Then you've got this filter of interpretation that goes on. A lot of times this happens very quickly, almost instantaneously, and you're not consciously aware of the thoughts that are shaping that because you're unconscious. And so that happens. Your mind just kind of skips over it really fast, and it goes straight to the emotion. You feel happy, or you feel excited, or you feel sad for some reason. So you've got those emotions. Now, those emotions seem like they're very natural, and they stemmed directly from the external circumstance, but what you don't realize is that there's that filter there. So that happens. You've got this emotion, and then, of course, you take certain action based on that emotion. That part of the model is correct. And then based on that action, you generate some sort of results. That part of the model is also correct. And then that, of course, feeds back in here, and it gives you new fodder for the mill to interpret. So that's the more accurate model. Now, really notice here, it's this layer of interpretation. This is the key to life, is this layer. Because if you can master this layer, if you can gain consciousness over this filter that you have right here, then wow, how powerful you can be. how much more successful you can be, how much better results you can generate in your life, and how much more fulfilled and happy you can be inside. And if you are not conscious of this filter and you do not take control of it, then I guarantee you that your life is going to be very miserable and you're going to struggle and you're not going to create the kind of results that you want, because basically what you're doing is you're leaving the interpretation up to chance. You've got this amazing power, it's almost like a superpower, which is to assign meaning with your mind and assign interpretations to external circumstances with your mind. But when you don't use that power, when you say that you don't have it, when you abdicate that control to somebody else, or you just leave it in the hands of fate, or God, or whoever else, then what happens is that you've got a lot of randomness in this system, right? A lot of randomness in your life, a lot of chaos. And that chaos is unstable, and it creates bad results. So this is what's really going on. Now I want to help you to understand this filter process a little bit more. So interpretations, what do we mean by this? Your thoughts. Thoughts create emotions. That's the key message I want you to take away from this. Thoughts create emotions. The thought that you're thinking is generating the emotion. So when you're feeling happy, why do you feel happy? You get a promotion and you feel happy about it. It seems like the two are connected, but actually they're not. The promotion in and of itself has absolutely no meaning, has absolutely no value. The value and meaning to it is assigned by your mind, by the thoughts that you're thinking. For most people, these thoughts are unconscious and automatic, and so they will assign an automatic meaning. Promotion, yay, more money, you know, and that leads to happiness. But sometimes it doesn't work in the way that you want it to work. What if you have a bad situation happen? Let's say you're in a relationship, and you've got this nice long-term relationship, things are going great, and let's say you're the woman in the relationship, and the man ends up going and cheating and ruins the relationship. And now you can't have a good relationship with that person anymore. So the relationship is destroyed. Well, now instead of getting a raise, you've got some sort of negative event, right? Wrong. You don't have a negative event. You just have an event. It's the filter of interpretation that you're putting on it that's assigning positive or negative value to it. That's the interpreting. It's the thoughts that are going in your mind. So let's take a look at this. What kind of thoughts are necessary to generate a negative emotion? So if someone cheats on you and you're feeling bad about it, let's say you're feeling, how do you want to feel? Let's say you're feeling angry and you're also feeling depressed, both at the same time. So when you're feeling that way, you're probably thinking, you know, that asshole, how could he cheat on me? We had such a beautiful thing going. And he broke all our trust that we developed over the last few years, totally screwed it up. Now, this amazing relationship that I was really counting on to have for the rest of my life, maybe I even wanted to start a family with this guy, now I can't do that. He really betrayed me. And on top of this, now, how else am I going to find another guy? It was hard enough to find this guy. How am I going to find the next guy? And what kind of asshole is he going to be? What if I die miserable and lonely without anyone to look after me or love me? See, when you've got this kind of thought going on in your mind, that's the interpretation going on. So the event triggered those kinds of thoughts. Now, those kinds of thoughts, what kind of emotions do they create? Well, how are you going to feel if you think that? Of course you're going to feel depressed, and of course you're going to feel angry at this person. And then, what's the next step? So you've got depression and anger, and what kind of action will that create in your life? Well, if you're feeling this negative about it, then you're probably not going to take much action at all. You're probably going to be so depressed, you're not going to want to date anybody else, you're not going to want to go look for somebody else, and you're just going to wallow in that pity. And maybe, in fact, you're going to retreat, and you're going to kind of retreat into your shell, not interact with men anymore, because you're bitter about what happened. And so you're bitter, now you retreat, that's your action. You don't really take much action. And then what kind of results does that create? Well, is that going to lead to you finding another man? A better man? Probably not. If you're not taking any action, then actually that's going to shut you off even further. It's going to isolate you. And that's going to make you even more miserable, because now what's happening here is going and coming in and now creating more negative emotions, because it's getting filtered a second time. Okay, so that's pretty clear, But you might also say, but Leo, I mean, I hear you, but it's all very logical. It's easy for you to stand up here and talk about somebody cheating on you or you getting fired or something bad happening to you. But what if something bad really happened for real and you're in the moment and you've got these negative emotions going on? I mean, if someone cheated on you, you'd probably be angry and depressed too, wouldn't you? Well, let's take a look. It's not the case that everyone gets depressed when someone cheats on them. And I recognize that sometimes you get triggered. That's what emotions do, is they trigger you emotionally. But that doesn't mean that there's no filter there. You've still got the thought filter, which is creating the negativity. Let's take a look at a possible other scenario for how this might work with exactly the same circumstances, and the only thing that's going to be different is the filter. The filter is just going to change. So again, someone cheats on you, that's the circumstance. But now, instead of thinking those negative thoughts, let's think of some other thoughts. What if you thought, for example, something like, you know what? I actually had this suspicion that this person wasn't really right for me. And you know what? It's actually kind of nice because we've been together for so long, I forgot what it's like to date other people. And you know what's actually nice is that I actually enjoy dating. I'm going to go out and I'm kind of excited to go find some new people to date. What if I find someone who's an even better match for me? What if I really find that person that I want to start a family with that can really love me? What if I find a kind of guy who's going to enjoy some of the stuff that I enjoy a little bit more? What if I can find a guy who's really into cooking? I always wanted that kind of guy. Or what if I could find a guy who had a better sense of humor? Or who was better in bed? Or whatever else. So these are the thoughts now. Notice how different these thoughts are. Different filter. If you're thinking these kind of thoughts, how are you going to feel? You can't help but feel excited. You can't help but feel optimistic. Because now you're looking at the prospect of going out there and finding somebody better. You're looking at actually this whole scenario as being an improvement on your life rather than something that's taking your life down into the shitter. So if you see the improvement, you see the opportunity here, then you're going to feel excited. Now, the emotion of excitement and optimism, what kind of action will that lead to? Well, in this case, this person will be excited about dating, so she'll go out there. She'll actually start dating people. Maybe she'll go and she'll create an online dating profile or whatever. And what kind of then actions, what kind of results will those actions generate? Well, if you're dating and you're looking for new guys, chances are you're going to find somebody new, maybe somebody better, which then, of course, feeds back in here and creates more positive emotion. So it's like a cycle. You get these either positive or you get these negative cycles. The question is, what kind of cycles are you creating for yourself? And more importantly, do you recognize that you're creating the cycle? And that it's not the cycle that's happening to you, it's that you're creating it because you've got this filter here. This is not just my idea. This is really an idea that has been known about by, like I said, the sages and wise men for thousands of years. And what I want to do here is I want to read a quote, a really poignant quote from a real sage back from in the day, which really drives us home. And here it is. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your own estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. This is a quote by Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius was a brilliant Roman emperor. In fact, he's one of the only Roman emperors, I believe he's the only one, from whom we have personal written records. We actually have his diaries and his own personal philosophy. And his diaries, they've actually been compiled into a book called Meditations. It's a very powerful book. Marcus Aurelius was really all about emotional mastery. He was a Stoic, and he was really interested about how do you create happiness, how do you live a virtuous life, and how do you balance the philosophy, that kind of Greek virtue, with the practicality. Because he wasn't just a philosopher. He was an actual emperor. I mean, he was a Roman emperor, right? So for him, there was everyday problems. He had wars he had to fight. He had political problems. He had a whole empire to manage. And it was very interesting. You can read his diaries and see the way that he approaches this stuff. And this is one of the, like, the core fundamental principles. This is kind of like a superpower that you have as a human being, is to understand that you have the power to revoke your own estimate of things whenever you want to. So that means that when something happens to you that is quote-unquote negative, or that most people would perceive as negative, you can control how you reinterpret that, the kind of interpretation you assign to it, so that you can generate the kind of resourceful emotions that you want, which will then lead to resourceful action, which will then lead to the results you want. So this is a choice that you have. Now, let's go back to this example about the cheating, because there's an important point that I want to not forget to make. And that's this. You might ask yourself, well, Leo, why would I choose to think positive thoughts when something negative happens to me? Isn't that unnatural? Why would I do that? Isn't it more natural if someone cheats on me that I would think negative thoughts, and then those negative thoughts create, sure, negative emotions and the whole chain? Well, here's what you got to ask yourself, and this is where the consciousness component comes in. Yes, if you want to, you can think negative thoughts about a negative situation. But if you also have a little bit of intelligence and foresight, you can see what's going to happen. If you've got some consciousness, you can see it. Negative situation happens to you. You say, fuck it, I'm going to think negative thoughts. Okay, you think negative thoughts. You create negative emotions. You create negative actions, which create negative results. And then that negative result comes in, goes through another filter of negativity, creates more negative emotions, more negative actions, more negative results. And this cycle continues. So that's one option you have. Okay, that's an option. What's an alternative option? Alternative option is that you have something bad happen to you, but you recognize and you see, wait a minute, I'm smart here. If I think negative thoughts about a negative situation, if I interpret it in a negative way, it's going to create negative emotions, negative actions, negative results. Wait a minute, do I want negative results in my life? Do I want a negative life? Do I want to be taking negative actions? Do I want to be experiencing negative emotions? Oh, okay, I don't want that. Right. Do I have a choice in the matter? Oh, actually, I do have a choice. If I'm conscious, I can see that my thoughts dictate how this chain is going to run. Oh, okay, so if that's the case, then maybe I should think twice before actually giving in to these negative thoughts and considering them natural. To hell with natural. I want an amazing life. I don't want what's natural if what's natural is shit. But see, this takes consciousness. You might say, well, this all sounds well and good, Leo, but what about when it actually happens to you? Are you going to be able to do it? Well, that's why I spend hundreds and thousands of hours working on myself, developing my emotional mastery, developing my consciousness, building it up, so that when this does happen to me, I can decide and I have control over this filter. Because I don't want this negative chain of nonsense to be ruining my life. I want to be building up my life regardless of the circumstances outside of me. So if something good happens to me, I'll take it and I'll make it better. If something bad happens to me, I'll take it and I'll still see the good in it. And that means that I win no matter what. And I like those odds. I don't know about you, but I like those odds. I don't like to gamble with my life. I don't like to gamble with the results I get in my life. I don't like to gamble with my business. I don't like to gamble with my health. I don't like to gamble with my finances. I don't like to gamble with my relationships. I want amazing everything. And the only way I know how to do that and how to design it is to say that I'm taking control. I'm taking full control of everything I can. I can't control everything. I'm not deluded. But the things that I can control and that I see that I can, the things that I see that I can develop control in, I sure as hell am going to try to develop control in that. So if I can see an opportunity here with this filter to change the filter, I'm going to do everything I can to change that filter, even if right now I'm not a master at it. This is how I want you to think. It's a very powerful way to think. Very few people think this way. And if you don't think this way, then there's going to be a lot of suffering in your life because your interpretations are going to be automatic. They're going to be the most lazy interpretations, and lazy interpretations tend to lead to suffering, which is why you have suffering in your life. The only reason you have suffering in your life is because of this. It's not because of external circumstance per se. It's because of your lazy interpretations. So what does this mean? Let's cover some of the examples, some of the cases here. We already talked about cheating. We talked about promotion. You can come up with all sorts of objections about situations where you can't take control of your filter. You might say, well, Leo, there are certain things in life that are just inherently negative and evil and bad. For example, what if someone starts a fight with me? What if somebody does something unjust and unfair to me? What if someone comes and steals my car? What if somebody comes and insults me, just insults me out of the blue? I mean, aren't I justified and allowed to feel bad about these situations? Isn't it just natural that I have this negative filter? Or what about a situation where I really screw up at something? What if I go to a job interview, a really important job interview, and then at the very last minute, everything's going well, but then at the very last minute, I just blow it because I say something stupid? Shouldn't I be disappointed with myself after that? Shouldn't I feel bad? Isn't it justified that I feel depressed because I lost this amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I might never ever get again? You can do that if you want. We already talked about this. Do you want a negative cycle? Do you want negative results? Then continue to have negative interpretations. Or do you want to actually take your life in your own hands and say, to hell with what happens, I'm going to feel good and I'm going to generate the results that I want in my life regardless? That's the answer, right? The answer is that you have a choice. The problem is that most people are making this choice unconsciously. And they're always choosing the worst path, the path that leads to the worst results. I don't want that for you. I want you to develop consciousness. The next point that I wanted to cover is I want to take a look a little bit about why is this hard to believe? Why is it hard to adopt this paradigm? It seems like we're talking about two different paradigms here, and most people surely live from the paradigm where they're running their life off of circumstance, and they're just generating their emotions spontaneously, and they feel like the circumstances dictate the emotions. So why do people live this way then? There's numerous factors. The family you grew up in, most of the families we grew up in, they don't teach us this stuff. Self-help isn't really taught in schools. It's not taught in the media. Society doesn't really give this information to you. Not only that, but it's not just information. This is something that has to be practiced and developed and cultivated. It's like a skill. So if you've never practiced it and nobody around you has practiced it, your friends or your family, and your culture doesn't really encourage it, then you're not going to know about it. And because you've been living your whole life since you were born up to now, which means that you're what, 20 or 30 or 40 or even 50 years old or even more, you've been living so long and you've been operating under this mindset that the emotions just affect you and you have no say over what they are and you have no control over them, that it's hard, you know. You've conditioned yourself, you've built up this habit. And so now you have to wean yourself off this long, 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 multi-decade long habit of letting emotions dictate your life. That can be challenging. The other thing here is that there's a lack of self-honesty going on. There's just a lack of consciousness. And consciousness is not something that you're born with. Consciousness is something that you develop. And right now, you don't appreciate just how little consciousness you have and how much more of it you could have. People who are unconscious believe that they have all the consciousness that they could need. But in fact, what they're not seeing is how much personal growth is still possible for them, how much they're not aware of. The ego plays a big part in this too. Is that you really don't want to admit to yourself that you're doing this, right? I mean, who wants to admit that they're causing their own anger? Who wants to admit that they're causing their own suffering, their own stress, their own anxiety, their own panic attacks, their own depression? Who wants to admit that? It takes some courage to admit that. Your ego doesn't want to admit it, because as soon as you do admit it, that means that all of a sudden you take on a lot of responsibility Now you have a lot of control about how your life flows. A lot of people, they don't want to take on that responsibility, because if you take on that responsibility, that means you're going to have to work really hard to grow yourself. There's a certain solace that you take, a certain comfort in knowing in your mind that you can't grow, that you've kind of maxed yourself out. Then you can tell yourself and everybody around you that, well, you know what, I tried, I did my best, and now I'm at the best that I could be. And then everything else is blocked off to me. All avenues are blocked off. I have no more responsibility than this. And so you're going to live your life the way you are right now. But that's a lie, right? That's a lie, because you can grow yourself so much more than you currently have grown. And you can take yourself to enormous, enormous levels as a human being in your development. But that's challenging to do. That means pushing your comfort zone. And a lot of people don't like that. They would rather stay in their comfort zone. So what's the takeaway from this video? The takeaway is that I want you to take 100% responsibility for all of your emotions. Every single one. Positive ones, but especially the negative ones. Don't blame it on circumstance. Don't point your finger at other people. Never say that somebody else is causing you to feel a certain way. Nobody's causing you to feel loved. Nobody's causing you to feel happy. Nobody's causing you to feel depressed. That is you causing it. Now, here's the final exercise that I want to give you, because while all this stuff that I said to you is nice, it's good theory, it's good philosophy and whatnot, if all you do is just believe in it, it's not gonna help you. This is something that you have to live and embody. Here's how you do it. You need to raise your consciousness. So what I'm going to give you is the following exercise. For the next 7 days, I want you to commit to taking full responsibility for all your emotions. What does this mean? That means for the next 7 days, you're going to be extra aware, extra conscious of when you have a negative emotion. Let's not focus on the positive ones right now. Let's just really focus on the negative. So if you have a negative emotion, let's say you get angry at someone, you get depressed about a certain situation, you feel lonely, you feel stressed and overwhelmed or anxious, or you're worrying. If you have one of those, I want you to stop and notice. When you're in the middle of that storm of emotions, I want you to stop and notice and take note of the thoughts that you're creating right there in the moment. You're going to see it. So if somebody's making you angry, you got to be a little more conscious and say, oh, wait a minute. Leo told me that this emotion of anger, it's not coming from the other person, it's coming from my interpretation. So that's coming from thoughts. Okay, what kind of thoughts am I thinking right this second? And you're going to notice that subconscious thoughts will then pop up into your conscious awareness. And the thought might be something like, I can't believe that guy's such an asshole. It just might be as simple as that. Or maybe you're having a thought like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? And that kind of thought might make you anxious. Or you might have a thought like, oh man, I'm never going to find another person again like that. And that kind of thought might make you feel lonely, right? So pay attention to these thoughts that you're having. Put awareness on them. Don't try to stop your negative emotions. Let your negative emotion just carry through. All I'm telling you to do is just be mindful of the thoughts that are running the emotion. And try to do that for 7 days straight whenever you have a negative emotion. Now, you're not going to be perfect at this. Not even close. So don't set that expectation. You'll be lucky if you can just catch a handful of negative emotions consciously throughout these 7 days. So if you can even get 3 of them, 4 of them, 5 of them, great. That's enough. You got to start somewhere. You're going to notice, if you do this exercise, that when you're having that negative emotion and you become aware of your thought process that's generating the negative emotion, you're going to actually see it and you're going to make the connection in your mind and you're going to say, oh wow, this is really cool. I didn't notice this before. I can't believe I didn't notice about myself. That is my thought about this situation that's creating the meaning, the interpretation, and then that is affecting the emotion that I'm feeling. Oh wow, that's powerful. Wait a minute, that means that if I change my thought, does that mean that I would feel differently? Hold on, let me try that. And you're going to run off and you're going to try it, and then you're going to feel differently, and you're going to go, whoa, that's powerful. And it is powerful. So this whole video, the reason I went to a lot of depth here is because it's important to convince you of this idea, because this is a paradigm shift, remember? and your mind doesn't like paradigm shifts, doesn't feel comfortable, it doesn't feel right, you don't want to believe it, you have all sorts of objections and excuses and various good reasons for why you shouldn't believe this. But what I'm telling you is to actually go and try it out, test it out, and see how it works for you. If you do this, man, you're putting a very fundamental block, building block into place for creating an extraordinary life. This is something that's going to be critical for you if you want to do something big with your life. If you want a life where you have a lot of passion, where you have a lot of success, where you have a lot of happiness. Because if your emotions are out of control, what kind of happiness can you have? Your happiness is contingent upon randomness in life, and that is not a good way to be happy. All right, so try that exercise, really commit to it, give it a good go. This is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. Go ahead and post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear from you. Also, please like this video. Click the like button for me. Please share it with a friend. The more these videos are watched, the more people see them, then the more free content I can release to you guys. I can't do this if the videos don't spread around, so I'd appreciate your help in doing that. And finally, come and sign up to actualize.org. Sign up to my newsletter right here. It's a free newsletter. I'm releasing content for free every single week. New videos, a lot of really in-depth stuff. This is kind of stuff that literally I would pay hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars for. Some of these pieces of advice that I'm sharing with you here, I paid a lot of money, and even more importantly, a lot of my own like blood and sweat and tears went into discovering this stuff. And I'm really excited about sharing it with you because I think that this is the fundamental stuff that you need to create extraordinary life. And that's what I want for everybody. And I want you guys to be really passionate about your lives. I want you to experience the kind of levels of excitement that you can get to once you start to put the pieces together the way that I have. It's very exciting. It's very powerful. I want that for you. So sign up and you'll be all set.